The handsome pork butcher is in fact two portraits in one. Picabia has superimposed the face and hands of a woman over the top of the head and chest of a man. If we remove the woman, it becomes easier to make out the male form. The man seems to be wearing a dinner jacket, but where normally this would give an impression of glamour or sophistication, Picabia's subject looks comically insubstantial. His lurid pink face is set on top of a thick vertical white strip that is his shirt front. Without a neck in between, his florid head looks like an egg in an egg cup. A thin brown line running down the centre of his shirt and a bow tie are the only details on his clothing. The tie is represented in a very similar way to the moustache and mouth above it, with three straight lines either side of a simplified knot. Set against a black background, his body, in its black dinner jacket, is differentiated from the space around it only by a crude, dirty white line which describes a thick, bullish neck, straight across shoulders and straight down arms. This thin, uncertain line makes his presence seem rather tenuous, as if only a single thread prevents him from being engulfed by the darkness around him. Picabia has simplified the man's face, making no attempt to model its shape or give it a sense of bone structure. Consequently, his large, flat, pink, oval head is cartoon-like rather than naturalistic. This quality is heightened by the way his features have been represented. Each feature is economically described in a thin, dark line that roughly overlaps a thicker but much paler version of itself. Instead of emphasizing and fixing the features in place, it gives the face a tentative and scruffy feeling. The eyes are simply circles with a dot in the center. Under each eye, giving the subject a jaded air, are two arched lines drawn swiftly over the rough surface, so that the swooping line of paint is broken rather than solid. Above his right eye, as we look at it, are two sharply angled parallel lines which contribute to an anxious expression. The nose itself is not drawn in, but where it would be, the paint surface is particularly distressed and grainy. At the base of this disrupted strip of paint is his mouth, a small circle similar in size to those that represent his eyes. It gives the impression that his lips are pinched together, as if making an oo sound or blowing out air. This curious expression only adds to our sense that the figure is flustered. Finally, radiating out from either side of and below the mouth are three groups of three straight lines. They are drawn as a child might draw a cat's whiskers, but here represent a neat moustache and a goatee beard. Perhaps the most striking thing about the man is the collection of plastic combs around his head in place of hair. The combs provide the only remaining link to the original collage made between 1924 and 1926. When Picabia first created this work, it was covered with found objects. Picasso and Braque are the first artists credited with using collage in fine art, incorporating printed papers and fabrics in their work to subvert and challenge traditional ideas of representation. Picabia, by contrast, used collage as a way of introducing humorous, symbolic, and even political meanings. In the original version of the Handsome Pork Butcher, a different set of combs, six in total, represented the man's hair. His moustache, goatee, and eyebrows were wooden toothpicks. His eyes and mouth were curtain rings, and his nose was about 10 centimetres of seamstress's measuring tape. The bags under his eyes were darning needles, and his bow tie was made from pen nibs.
Select the next audio clip to continue.